Jerry Fulmerhauser, Merlin Daedels, Evelyn Simpson, Ava Roque, Donna Bell Bloom, Helen Peek, Pat Much, Edward Weber, Yvonne Phillips, Nancy Wright, Margaret Noreen, Helen Pratt, Alan Ponce, Jim Benson, Bev Profok, Bob Dahlquist, Bob Sandrowski, Roy Wolverton, Art Roberts, Richard Wentz, Bruce Brown, Jerry Ponce. A very small list of those who we mourn. We mourn, but we do not mourn like those without hope, for we are an Easter people. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We worship today and affirm that this life is not at an end, but leads us in a passing from this life of heartache and pain to the home our Lord has prepared for all of us, where tears will be no more and we live with an eternal joy. The news of Christ's resurrection changed the lives of those who first experienced it, and it still changes lives today. Jesus lives. Just think, just 4 months ago, the hopes and fears of all the years are met with thee tonight. And the peace that passes all human understanding keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. What a way to live. Now, the first reaction of the disciples allows us to really think about ourselves. In Mark's gospel, what kind of things we had? Words like terror and amazement and afraid. In Luke's gospel, when the women come back to the disciples, they think they're telling idle tales. Nonsense! But a change took place. Have there been times in our own lives when we have had trouble believing? Disbelief as to the direction God is leading my life? Times of restlessness, discontent, never really resting, never wholly at peace with God, maybe with others, or maybe with ourselves. Knowing the tomb is empty proves the resurrection. It is not the end, it's the beginning. It's not a place of despair, but of hope. How could it be any other way? Easter is the story of God's loving you, God's loving me. A love that conquered our last enemy, death. A love that cost God his son's life. And that is why we cannot believe the Easter story and not be changed. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. His presence changes everything. Not only our lives, but the world that we enter into. If there were only one shred of evidence that the resurrection was true, that evidence was the fact that those early followers fearlessly proclaimed its truth, even when it cost them their lives. If it were not true, would they have proclaimed it? If it were not true, would they have died for it? Who would face death or be put in a position to look foolish if it were not so? What a way to live! The women told that Jesus was not in the tomb but risen. He's alive. If we truly believe the tomb is empty, why do we find ourselves poking around the dead? If we really believe that the resurrection gives us new life, why do we continue to return to our old sins, our old habits, old way of thinking, old prejudice, refusing totally to trust that the Lord will see us through? St. Paul writes, if we in our baptism and living our life in faith in Jesus Christ are made a new person. You are dead to sin and alive in union with Jesus Christ. What a way to live. The first followers were told not to be afraid, not to be alarmed. Have you ever had someone that you know? Have you ever wondered how some Christians, no matter what happens in their life, they manage to be happy and confident that God's ways are best and His promises are sure. Maybe you even know someone that you envy for that peace and that assurance that they witness. So what's the secret? No secret! They have learned to cast all their concerns on Christ who cares. They believe Jesus cares. They have discovered it is God's loving purpose that fills us with hope and joy and peace. And it's believing the tomb is empty, and that empty tomb brings life. What does our sign say this week? Right. Empty tomb proves the resurrection. Empty pews denies it. Now, we might think that's a good sign for people who only go to church on Easter, right? No, that's right. No, no. That's that message, and that is for those Easter folks that might be driving down 4 Mile today. It is for you and me, who drive up this driveway every week. It is no secret. Those who are confident in their faith in all circumstances are in the pews weekly. We cannot meet life without a word from God. Otherwise, we are on our own. And what happens when we're on our own? We become isolated. And when we isolate ourselves from other believers, we get depressed. We feel no one cares, and eventually we're going to feel that God doesn't care. We cannot meet life without a word from God. Do we understand that we are to proclaim our life in Christ, not just in good times, but in those times of struggle, of challenge, setbacks, and trials? What do people hear, what do people see from us when we're struggling with tough times? I pray that our gathering this Easter morning, we affirm the glorious new life given to us in Jesus Christ and guaranteed by the resurrection. I pray that our being captured by the good news that we serve a risen Lord, and that will be ongoing. I pray there will be a sense of compulsion to be His church and use the gifts that we have been entrusted, that others will be brought into the body of Christ. Easter people, if you truly believe Jesus Christ is risen, and that you worship a living Lord, I want to hear it in your voice as you repeat after me. I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I'm alert.
I'm alert.
I'm awake.
I'm awake.
I'm enthusiastic.
I'm enthusiastic.
What a way to live. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.